If you are trying to lose weight, climbing stairs as a regular exercise might be for you. Stairs are available in many places, and research shows stair climbing is more effective than walking on level ground. Overall, it is a fact that stair climbing gets you fit faster and consumes more calories, said Lori Van Houten, Vice President of the International Skyrunning Federation. The organization oversees a number of activities that involve climbing. How many calories will I burn is the question everyone wants to know, Van Houten said. Here's the good news. The overall energy expenditure of the exercise depends on your weight. Therefore, the more you weigh, the more you burn, she said.
Research shows you burn about 20 times more calories going upstairs than walking on flat ground. Even going downstairs, you burn around 5 times more because your muscles have to work to slow the body. That might be all you need to know if you are trying to lose weight. Dr. Alberto Minetti of Italy's University of Milan has done a large amount of research on human movement, including stair climbing. It is an exercise everyone can do and does not cost money, he said. Minetti did the math to explain why going upstairs is so effective for burning calories in a short amount of time. To move 1 kilogram of body mass over 1 horizontal meter, you expend 0.5 calories, he said. But, he added, if you move 1 kilogram of body mass vertically on stairs, it's 10 calories. So it's 20 times the calories moving vertically rather than horizontally. Trained as a doctor, Minetti has spent his career as a researcher. He suggested that older people and beginner stair climbers watch their speed. Minetti does his own stair climbing at his home in Milan. He said he often takes a few deep breaths before going up the many stairs. In a scientific study, Minetti makes the point that using your arms in stair climbing adds extra power. Handrails offer safety, too. The study notes that handrails are available along most stairs in very tall buildings. Using them increases the muscle mass involved by getting the arms involved, the study shows. They are relatively small muscles in the arms, but better than nothing, Minetti said. If stair climbing were an Olympic sport, Australian Susie Walsham would own gold medals. She has won 10 races up New York City's Empire State Building, officially 1,576 stairs, and 5 climbs up the Eiffel Tower. Overall, Walsham has won more than 100 international stair races and was once considered the top woman in the sport. When she was living in Singapore, Walsham climbed up her 29-story building 37 times straight. It took over 4 hours, with short breaks for coffee or water. She covered a vertical distance of 3,200 meters. Walsham told the Associated Press that stair climbing is a good form of exercise for many kinds of people. Many people struggle to run as they age, she said, noting the exercise is harder on the joints. She said stair training is a great substitute for running. Stairs are everywhere, 1 flight, 2 flights at home, inside very large buildings, in stadiums, at work, in shopping malls, in the subway. Stair climbing does not take much time. It is easy to build up, adding a few flights of stairs every day or week. Stair climbing can also help improve balance, and it can easily become part of an exercise plan.
Yuri Yoshizumi won last year's women's division of the Stair Climbing World Championships in her native Osaka, Japan. She completed the 285-meter climb, or 1,610 stairs, in 10 minutes, 20.06 seconds. Stair climbing is an easy sport for beginners and the general public to get into, Yoshizumi told the Associated Press in an email. She said the exercise helps to strengthen your muscles and your cardiovascular system in a short amount of time. Yoshizumi noted that cities usually have many public stairways for people to climb. Just using the stairs instead of escalators at subway stations and department stores is a good way to get some exercise, she said. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm John Russell.